With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Live from the Traveling Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. We are live from Giants training camp at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center right next to MetLife Stadium. We're going to be here all morning interviewing Pat Shurmur, Saquon Barkley, Sterling Shepard, Evan Engram, amongst others. And we will talk some baseball, including a tweet yesterday from one of the general managers of the two local teams directed squarely at us. But you got some winning games last night. Two for the Mets, and they are above 500 as they sweep a doubleheader against the Marlins. And the Yankees continue to win, even when they're a little bit of trouble against a bad team. Hockman, Ford, whatever the hell, doesn't matter. A bunch of home runs. They are unbelievably good. But the Mets, above 500. We got a lot of football to talk about. This is a great time of year, even though, you know, we're on vacations occasionally, and it's the summer, and you're thinking about that. Now you really start to feel that fall special playoff baseball football season starting when you have the training camp show. So excited for this one. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Well, I'm great. And of course I'm great because the Mets swept the doubleheader last night and they continue to do what I felt like they were doing starting last Sunday when they traded for Marcus Stroman and started to turn their season around and started riding the wave after the All-Star break. But now I feel like I have a whole bunch of bandwagon jumping on us that are like, now all of a sudden, ooh, let's go Mets. Like when they didn't care and they were away and they didn't want to support the Mets anymore. Now all of a sudden, it's the bandwagon's filling up again.
Well, who are you talking about?
I don't know.
Well, is there anybody in specific that you're talking about?
I don't know. Guys at WFAN have been screaming and yelling for months about how bad this whole thing has been.
And how
everybody made fun of Mickey Callaway when he said we just got to get back to 500. How Brody Van Wagenen said we got the fluid to the top and come get us.
You weren't one of those guys making fun of him?
Well, you know what? I wasn't making fun when he traded for Stroman. I came in that Monday after my vacation. I was like, man, this is awesome. I can't believe that our rookie general manager is doing something that is so unconventional that wouldn't have been done, I believe, by the previous regime, although I did like Sandy Alderson. But I think he thought out of the box, and he added a shot in the arm to his team, and his team is playing like it. And last night, the seventh inning of the second game, I mean, if there is a moment in this season that will hopefully define the Mets' second half success, it will be the seventh inning last night in the second game. And the way that the fans that were at Citi Field were reacting to the players and how, you know, and the home runs and the Conforto shot to tie it and the Alonso shot to take the lead. I mean, it was magical. It was, dare I say it, amazing.
Oh, Jesus.
It was awesome. And, you know, I got to tell you, as great as the Yankees have been all year long, and they continue last night with Tuchman and Ford and Breivik Valera, for God's sake.
Yep.
I still am worried about, you know, Tanaka. I think Tanaka needs to be shelved for a couple weeks. I think he needs to take a break.
For a couple of weeks?
Yes, a couple starts. So he just needs to be passed over. Give him a rest. Let him calm down.
Well, about just an extra day? Because he's always really good when he gets an extra day.
Well,
I mean, two starts?
Dude, he has just not been good here now. And it looks to me like he's laboring a little bit. And, you know, he couldn't get out of the fifth inning last night, and it was ugly. But, you know, while we talk about all the replacement parts of the Yankees and the remarkable job that they have done this year, it still comes back to starting pitching for the New York Yankees. You know, they don't have the Flushing Five like we have with the Mets. And Jacob DeGrom was, again, awesome last night. He actually helped himself as Ronnie Darling, you know.
Where does Walker Lockett fall into the Flushing Five?
I don't know, but, you know, he doesn't. But, you know, he did okay for what we were asking him to do.
Yeah.
And the bullpen, you know, basically supports him. And then you hit a couple key home runs by guys who are supposed to be hitting home runs. And thank God, you know, Alonso hit a home run because he's been batting 151 since the All-Star break. And maybe he breaks out of this a little bit. You know, Conforto, Rosario have been carrying this team.
Rosario has been incredible. I mean, it was only a few weeks ago we were talking about how he had to switch positions with him again and how he's going to be a center fielder, and that was going to be his story, and now he's been one of the best offensive players for this team over the last month or so. I don't think there could have been a more exciting way to take the lead than three solo home runs last night.
It was awesome.
And that crowd going crazy.
I don't care who they're playing, by the way. I don't really care. Oh. Because, you know what, this team got swept by the Marlins probably at the low point of the season.
Maybe. I can't stand with people like, oh, they're just beating bad teams. Well, this is what they weren't doing for the last couple of years. In the beginning of this year, they were not beating bad teams. So the fact that they're cleaning up against bad teams and getting themselves back into it, yeah, that counts. These games count. Everybody else in the NL East is beating up on these bad teams other than the Marlins, who are the ones that get beat up on. So, yeah, just win these games, sure. But I don't know what – see, yesterday you were on me for not being fully in with the Mets yet. And then today you were implying that you didn't want any bandwagon jumpers. So it's very, very hard to find out what exactly is going to make you happy from my perspective as a Mets fan. Would you rather me be cautiously optimistic, or, as you would put it, overtly negative? Or would you like me to jump on the bandwagon and be completely all in with you? Because I don't know what you want from me. I mean, yesterday I was getting crushed for being negative. Today I give them a little love in the beginning. It's, oh, the bandwagon. People are jumping on the bandwagon. Here they are on the bandwagon with me. There's not enough room on the bandwagon. What do you want?
Well, there's not enough room on the bandwagon.
Well, what do you want?
Well, how do you see yourself? That's really what it comes
down to. I see myself as a guy who has put in my time as a Mets fan, and I have the scars to prove it, bro. But I do. I think about all the years that I sat there and get punched in the face by this team, where I can be cautiously optimistic with them and not go crazy because they're a game over 500.
I've been a Met fan 20 years longer than you have.
I was even alive longer.
Okay. Well, just relax.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does. It means a lot. It means a lot. It means, you know, you have to
You're not a bigger Met fan because you've been alive longer.
I'm not
longer.
Saying a bigger Met fan. I'm just saying a longer
You sound like
Met
a
fan.
Caller
no.
that Al hates. Like, I remember I saw Ed Cranepool when he was in double A.
I didn't see him in double A, but I did
he
see Ed
Cranepool. He signed my glove when I was 12.
I saw Art Shiemski, saw Bud Harrelson, saw, you know.
Great.
I saw
Holds
Ken Boswell.
For Boomer and Geo.
Right, exactly.
We'll get right to you.
All right, so here's the deal, dude. All I'm saying is that I'm not saying I'm a better Met fan than you. I'm just saying I've been around longer. I've seen things. And you know what? Every now and again in a sports season, something special starts to happen. Now, I don't know what triggered all of this and what made this part of the season happened for the Mets. I do know that Conforto hitting had something to do with it. With Rosario hitting had something to do with it. And then our general manager, who did not get a lot right in the beginning because of what has happened and what has transpired with Diaz and Cano, all of a sudden makes his trade for Stroman. Now, Stroman struggled a little bit. He hadn't pitched in 10 days. I think he'll be better when he pitches on Friday night. But here's the thing. It changed, like, just the feeling of the team, you know, for Wheeler and Syndergaard and Todd Frazier and guys like that, thinking maybe they're on the, you know, the trading deck and they're going to be moved. Now, all of a sudden, they're not moved and they add Stroman. Things change. The dynamic changes for the team. The chemistry changes for the team. I will say this, and we have been saying this now for months, it's a very likable team. I mean, you know, the guys are a likable bunch of guys. You know, they give the interviews after games they lose. They stand up in front of the media. Maybe the only guy that really hasn't been that likable, probably maybe Noah Syndergaard falls in that category.
Well, Robinson Cano, just tore his hamstring, too.
Right, okay.
And so, I feel for him because I'm a guy in my late 30s who has muscle pull problems out there on the diamond. I've had my fair share. Actually, he pulled the same muscles I pulled on the Boomer and Geo softball team, a quad and a hamstring. So I know exactly what he's going through. So I have a lot of sympathy for him.
You think he'll quit the Mets?
I hope. I definitely hope that he does. But I know what he's going through. I may be one of the few guys who gets
it. I don't want you to be paranoid. I don't want you to be thinking that I'm talking about you as a bandwagon guy. I mean, you know, a little self-awareness and a little self-evaluation, maybe you can answer those questions yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, all I know is that 8 days ago, I came to work on a Monday morning. after our general manager made what I thought was just an unbelievable trade out of the box. Nobody knew about it, and that's what I love. It was like Belichickian. Like, nobody knew about it.
Nobody was writing about it. Did you just compare Brody Van Wagenen to Bill Belichick?
I just said it was Belichickian because nobody knew about it. Like, it came out of nowhere. I didn't say he was Bill Belichick. I just said it was Belichickian. Wow. Okay. That's all I said.
Wow.
Yeah, and then you got to take it to the next step. Oh, did you compare him to
Belichick? You compared him.
I said the move and the fact that nobody knew about the move was Belichickian. That's what I said.
Okay.
And I have been on this now and Jerry was with me all last week, and he had to walk me off the cliff, and he had to deal with all this met like frustration built up in me.
Jerry's about to walk off the cliff.
And you want to know something? I'm pumped.
Can't escape the newsroom now.
Because they are confirming. They are confirming exactly what I thought.
All right. Relax for a second. Let's address something yesterday that has to do with the Mets and this general manager who was Bill Belichick, as Boomer said.
Did you do a CBS Sports Minute on that? I didn't say he was Bill Belichick.
The Bill Belichick of baseball resides in Queens.
Every one of these snapper head writers, insiders, and everybody, nobody knew.
All right.
Nobody knew.
I got you.
And you would know, and you didn't know. You know why you didn't know?
Because I was on vacation.
You checked out.
I did for a week.
It was awesome. You were totally checked out.
And I will do it again. So
checked out.
Let me tell you.
Why check out? No, as a real fan, I don't check out. I check in. I'm checking in. I always want to check in. I always want to see what's going on.
I'm not
going
to make you vacation shame me. All right. So this is what we need to address. We need to address Brody Van Wagenen tweeting to us yesterday.
I saw it.
So, Brody, I will get the exact wording of this tweet. So, yesterday...
Now, what was Chris Carlin doing yesterday? Was he...
he was trying to get a hold... Well, all right, don't jump ahead here, all right? For the people that might have missed this. All right, so we were talking about Baker Mayfield shotgunning a beer at the Indians game. The crowd goes crazy. The team responds, and it was great. It's a viral moment. And you said, what if I did that at Citi Field? Do you think the crowd would go as crazy? We had a conversation about that.
And Brody, I said no.
Brody, don't even try to say no. No, we said yes.
No. I said I thought maybe Kevin James, maybe Jerry Seinfeld, maybe Jim Brewer. And then I started thinking last night, I know the guy that needs to do it, but I know he won't do it because it will look like he's a copycat. And that would be Sam Darnold should be the one doing this.
Sure, all right. Before you do this whole back and out of it thing, let's just explain what happened.
Oh, back and out of it.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear the beeping. So,
beep, 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 beep.
So Brody was listening to us, and we were talking about the shotgunning a beer thing. And Brody, on his Twitter account, which is very active now that the Mets are playing well, Brody Van Wagenen said, "Hey, Boomer Esiason and GOWFAN, I heard you guys on the radio this morning and would love to hook you up with tickets to Friday night's game. No pressure to shotgun a beer." Laughing, crying face emoji, hashtag let's go Mets.
Yes, I did see that.
Okay, so.
And I was wondering how to respond to it.
So Brody, they're in.
So I did not respond to it.
You did not.
I did not.
Now, I did with just an eye emoji and a beer.
You know I'm off on Friday. You know I'm out of town.
Right. So,
so
we have to figure out another day.
But I will be checking in, though. I'll be all in on
you
got
to let that go.
Doing.
You have to let that
go.
No,
I'm not going
to
let that go.
Seriously, why would you not?
Because I'm a real fan.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so we'll hammer that.
I'm a fan of his, too, by the way.
Dead horse alert. All right, so so are we going to do this at some point?
You know what? Here's the deal. I love this show, and I love being able to wake up in the morning and talk about a great Mets victory, a great Yankees victory, the fact that we're at the Giants, we're getting ready to start the NFL season, we got high hopes all over the place in hockey, and, well, one basketball team has some high hopes, but
are we doing this or not?
I don't want to make this about us. It's not about us. It's about the team. It's about the team.
Exactly.
And what the team is doing.
But this is about the team. It's about firing up the team and firing up the fans.
I am not.
And being this Met fan that has been there longer than everybody else.
You know something? I jumped off the couch last night on all three of those home runs in the seventh inning. That's the Met fan.
Zoe, you have a knee brace on today?
Yes, I have a knee brace on.
Because you were jumping up and
my
down?
My foot is killing me. I'm telling you.
Right, so, you're saying no to the shotgunning?
I don't want to make it about us. It's about them. It's not about us.
But it's about all of it together. We're doing it for them.
So I put myself in a locker room, right? Because, you know, there was a point in time where I did spend a lot of time in a locker room. I don't know if you knew that.
Hey, good for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, good for you.
Yeah, great.
All right, so I don't know if sometimes you forget. forget that. And I'm thinking about, you know, the players in that locker room going, here come the clunk, the coat hangers, the Klingons. Here come the bandwagon jumpers. And I'm not one of those guys.
What does it matter?
You know what?
You're not a bandwagon jumper.
I just want the guys to win and keep playing the way they're playing.
I
want Jake to lead this pitching staff the way he's leading the pitching
staff.
It'll
last for 5 seconds, the shotgun under the beer. It's not like you're joining the team. It's not like all of a sudden you're a special advisor like Jessica Mendoza. You're shotgunning a beer, and then it's over, and the crowd goes crazy. That's it. And Carlin yesterday, you referenced that.
Yeah, all right,
So he sees the tweet, and all of a sudden him and Bart jump all over it, and they call you and text you to try to make you do this.
I got that later, though.
Yeah, the video, you got it later.
I did.
So they were trying to get you on the show to make you do it, because you have to do it. He's got a shotgun this beer. He's got to do it. 877-337-6666. He's got to poke a hole in that thing and flap it open right down the gullet. So they spent like a half hour on that because they wanted you to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, listen, everybody's behind you on this.
I appreciate that.
And I'll be right there next to you. I'm into it. Whatever you need. Obviously, Friday doesn't work, but we will figure it out. We'll get a day, and we got to do it. You have to do it. Next homestand, I could do it tonight. You want to go tonight? I could do it tonight. Can't do it Friday. I could do it tonight.
Playing golf at Wingfoot today. Sorry about that.
Jeez. All right. Well, maybe next homestand against the Indians. Mike Chernoff's team.
Oh, man, I'd love to beat those guys.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go.
And if Chernoff is sitting next to me.
What are you doing?
What are you doing here? Why are you doing this here?
I'll shotgun prune juice, maybe. But all right, Boomer and Geo live from Giants training camp today. We've got Pat Shurmur.
Shotgun prune.
Why are you punching Jerry in the kidneys?
Because Jerry's right here. He's so easy to punch. He's very punchable.
Jerry's going to find a hole
right
somewhere. We're going to have Pat Shurmur, Giants head coach, coming up next. We got a gift for him. By the way.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.